Is it fact or is it fiction? You decide. May 24th, 2006, Kearney, Missouri. Local resident John Smith is considering legal action against a longtime friend, Lonnie Chambers, for blowing his chances to marry his longtime girlfriend, Lucy Wiles. As it happens, Lucy asks John about his cultural hipness and awareness in a passing conversation. She was thinking he was rather close-minded and wanted some proof that he had some well-rounded hip points. To this end, John said that he would prove to her he was the one grounded in hip soil. Not only was he going to prove his worth, it was going to coincide with him asking Lucy if she would take the walk down the aisle with him for a lifetime together. John contacted Lonnie about getting a Barry White Greatest Hits collection together for him. Since Lonnie was well-versed in the musical arts with a sprawling personal library, he asked him to burn down a CD of Barry's best hits. When the big night came, John put in the CD, lit the candles, readied his ring box, and was going to do it upright. As he hit play on the CD player, wheeled around to ask his girl for the ultimate date, the sounds of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long started playing, and as he hit next, Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name came on. From there, the list grew worse. Songs from Van Halen, Cinderella, Michael Bolton, and others were on the compilation. At this, Lucy refused his insulting show of cultural hipness and abruptly ended any chances at engagement. Furious, John got in touch with Lonnie for an explanation, and all Lonnie could say was the following. After we talked the other night, all I remember you asking me for was a compilation of very white music. John's anger is only intensified, and his search for a reputable lawyer continues. We will update this story as it develops. Want more? Go to DominoWeb.com, the home of time wasting. Did you know you're everywhere?